This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So if I remember correctly, and Brian just read the forecast, as you know, and Dana said something about this off the air. When Brian was here yesterday, he was mentioning tomorrow the barometric pressure is going to increase. And for a lot of people, this is going to mean headaches, because the weather tomorrow is not great, or is not going to be great. People are going to get some people who are prone to get barometric pressure headaches are going to get them.
Migraines, knee pain.
Their aches or their joints ache.
Listen, this is from Kansas City's, was it Neville that posted this, I think, but this is from Channel 9. A record low pressure for March may be tied or broken overnight as a powerful mid-latitude cyclone deepens and intensifies across the metro. Now, I don't know what this means, but I'm going to read you the numbers. The current record is 977.3 MBs, megabits, set on March 29th, 1924.
I think that means millibars, by the way.
977.3. It is the equivalent barometric pressure of a Category 1 or 2 hurricane. This is why significant wind gusts of up to 70 miles an hour are anticipated overnight. And you may have been experiencing flare-ups in your arthritis and sinuses due to the dramatic change will continue through today. I have noticed in the last week when I wake up, my joints are sore below my knuckles right here.
What does that mean? You played golf the other day.
I know, but that shouldn't be that. They just feel sore. And my knuckles have been popping more than normal. Now, I don't know if I'm just getting old. It could absolutely be that. Or if it is tied to the pressure. I've never had migraine pressure headaches, and I don't. I felt fine otherwise, but I am sore.
Oh, I've certainly had a barometric pressure migraine before in my life.
Probably Grayson gets them all the time.
5 or 6 of them.
For Grayson, they're debilitating.
Well, any migraine is debilitating.
Well, yeah, fair point.
I mean, I've had it so bad where I was just laying on my living room floor face down in a pillow.
Ever make you vomit?
They have never made me vomit. Now, I've definitely felt the nausea, like you get up to go get some water because, you know, you still have to drink water.
Yeah.
And walking around and you feel it.
I'm going to read that again. The record that was set back in March of 1924 was the equivalent barometric pressure of a Category 1 or 2 hurricane. That's crazy.
The atmosphere is pulling up on the air, and it loosens up everything in the human body.
I've never felt any of the stuff that you guys talk about because I'm normal.
Keep telling yourself that. One day you'll believe it.
I do believe it. I've known people.
But you are medical with your knees and all that stuff. Listen to this. Lower pressure, which is what we have right now, allows tissues to expand, potentially irritating joints.
I've known people who've had migraines. I've seen it. I mean, it is debilitating.
Well, and it's something where it allows for more blood flow, and that's why you feel the pain more. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
If you
We're
feel
not doctors
bad,
or lawyers.
If you feel bad over the last 48 hours, we are giving you the reason why you feel bad.
Yes, it will be tomorrow.
No, yesterday morning I felt it.
Really?
I felt groggy. And I've been sleeping great.
You don't think that was like a little bit of a layover from the springing forward that we did on Sunday morning?
Could have been. I don't know.
Okay. State Farm executive has been fired after apparently making comments about the insurance company's recent rate hikes following the devastating Southern California wildfires. In a shocking turn of events, Hayden Kirkpatrick was fired after an undercover video appears to show him talking about rate hikes. What's worse is the comments were made in reference to fire victims in the Palisades. Quoting here, "Where the Palisades are, there should never be houses built there in the first place. Where people want to be built in areas where they have natural areas around them for their ego. But they're also, it's a blanking desert."
And why is it shocking? I just assume all of the top insurance people talk like that.
It's shocking that he went out on a first date with a woman and was spewing this.
Okay.
Theory.
Okay.
That's the shocking
and
part.
And she recorded it.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
So this was a total setup.
I mean, the video is like a foot from his face. They are at an intimate table in an intimate setting having a dinner. And he's over here talking about it. Well, they shouldn't have lived there anyway. You don't want your house to burn down. Don't build it in the desert.
Well, then don't. You know what, Brainiac? Then if they shouldn't have built houses there, then don't insure them there. But yet you did. I mean, you don't have to insure someone. There's not a law that says if somebody calls you and says, we just bought a house, we want you to insure it. You are not required to insure them.
I would say that he didn't get fired because he has these thoughts. As Dana pointed out, I'm sure this is how insurance people talk all the time. I'm sure he got fired for sharing these thoughts to some random person at a dinner date.
Yeah, letting out the real secret behind the way we do business. State Farm, by the way, has filed for an emergency 22% rate hike on homeowners insurance policies.
Well, that was a lot of the chatter when all of this went down, was that the reason the rate hikes happened was because the state tried to put a cap on rate hikes.
Now, Dana,
the insurance company said no.
Dana, when the Dana Parks program someday unceremoniously comes to an end, I have no doubt that you will end up with a brilliant career as a spokeswoman for some business here in town. State Farm has issued a statement. Would you care to guess what it says?
Does it start with, we are deeply troubled by the...
Not those words exactly, but you're on the right track.
Yes. We do not tolerate, or it's going to be in that wheelhouse.
These assertions, I'm quoting here, these assertions are inaccurate.
Go against everything our company believes.
And in no way represents the views of State Farm. They do not reflect our position regarding the victims of this tragedy.
Right.
The commitment that we have dedicated and demonstrated to the people of California or our hiring practices across the company. Mm-hmm.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there as long as you build your house somewhere we think you should.
He was at the top of that food chain. So, of course, that's what they're all saying in boardrooms. Of course it is.
Kirkpatrick, the guy who was fired, says that he believes the Tinder date that he was matched up with was a setup. Is Tinder the one-night stand website?
It's the hookup one.
It certainly had that perception. I don't know if it's still that way. Been in a committed relationship for a long time. Not sure. But it certainly was that way at one point.
Okay. And here we go, Dana.
I feel like this is going to make me mad.
An attorney for Eric and Lyle Menendez has blasted the L.A. County DA's decision to withdraw a recommendation to reduce their prison terms. He calls it grandstanding and only, quote, re-traumatizes the family. As you know, we mentioned this earlier this week, DA Nathan Hochman reversed course from his predecessor on Monday by withdrawing a resentencing recommendation for the brothers. Hochman says he'll only reconsider if the brothers apologize for what he calls a litany of lies. If I'm the brothers, I'm saying right now, we lied in the beginning. I'm sorry.
The DA, the new DA, lined out 22 different lies from the brothers over the course of the trial since they've been in prison, the whole nine, and said that they have only admitted to 4 of those lies. They have plenty of evidence to prove that the other, what would that be,
18,
are lies.
Good. I'm sorry for all the lies I ever said. Will you reconsider?
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
When we were growing up and you did something wrong and your parents became cross with you.
Wow, I haven't heard that term in a long time.
we would hear things like, Scott, did you just sass me? Or was there anything scarier than your parents saying, what did you just say to me? What did you just say? Like, that immediately just sent me into a panic.
Okay, so you use the word sass. In my family, the word was backtalk.
Did you just backtalk me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, things are done very differently today and good on parenting than they probably were 50 years ago, right? There is a dad who has lost his job for punishing. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh my gosh. Punishing his young daughter, okay. By making her stand outside and hold a sign.
Oh, the public shaming punishment.
But he has been fired. And I will tell you when we get back
don't give up anymore.
The sign says, your jaw will hit the floor.
All right, 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.